1. The black hole cluster near Kessel reached out for the Millennium Falcon with jaws of gravity, drawing it close. Even in the mottled blur of hyperspace, Han Solo could see the huge distortion as a bruised whirlpool, trying to suck them down to infinity. "Hey, Chewie, don't you think that's too close?" He stared at the Falcon's navicomputer, wishing they had chosen a course that would take them a safer distance from the Maw. "What do you think this is, an old smuggling mission? We got nothing to hide this time." Beside him, Chewbacca looked disappointed and grunted an excuse, waving his hairy paws in the stifling air of the cockpit. "Yeah, well, we're on an official mission this time. No more skulking about. Try to act dignified, okay?" Chewbacca groaned a skeptical reply, then turned to his navigational screens. Han felt a pang at returning to his old haunts, reminded of when he had been just on the other side of the law, running spice, being chased by Imperial scout ships. When his life had been free and easy. On one of those frantic missions, he and Chewbacca had practically shaved the bottom plating off the Falcon, taking a shortcut and skimming closer to the Maw cluster of black holes than had ever before been recorded. Sensible pilots avoided the area, using longer paths that kept them clear of the black holes, but the Falcon's speed had carried them to safety on the other side, making the Kessel run in under 12 parsecs. But that guaranteed sure-thing mission had ended in disaster anyway. Han had dumped his load of spice just before being boarded by Imperials. This time, though, Han was returning to Kessel under different circumstances. His wife Leia had appointed him an official representative of the New Republic, an ambassador of sorts, though the title seemed somewhat honorary. But even an honorary title had its advantages. Han and Chewbacca no longer had to dodge scout ships or duck under planetary sensor nets, or use the secret compartments under the deck plates. Han Solo found himself in the unlikely and uncomfortable position of being respectable. There was no other word for it. But Han's new responsibilities weren't just quaint annoyances. He was married to Leia. Who could have imagined that? And he had 3 children. Han leaned back in his flight chair and locked his hands behind his head. He allowed a wistful smile to cross his face. He had visited the kids as often as he could in their protective isolation on a secret planet, and the twins were due to come home to Coruscant in a week. Anakin, the 3rd little baby, had filled him with wonder as he tickled the tiny ribs, watching an expression of amusement cross the infant's face. Han Solo, a father figure? Leia had said a long time ago that she liked nice men, and that was exactly what Han was turning into. He caught Chewbacca looking at him out of the corner of his eye. Embarrassed, Han sat up straight and frowned down at the controls. "Where are we? Shouldn't it be about time to end this jump?" Chewie growled an affirmative, then reached out with the furry paw to grasp the hyperspace controls. The Wookiee watched the numbers tick away on his control panel. At the appropriate moment, he hauled backward on the lever that dropped them back into normal space. The mottled coloring of hyperspace fanned into star lines with a roar that Han felt more than heard. Then they were surrounded by the expected tapestry of stars. Behind them, the spectacle of the Maw looked like a garish finger painting as ionized gas plunged into multiple black holes. Directly in front of the Falcon, Han saw the blue-white glare of Kessel's sun. As the ship rotated to align them with the ecliptic, Kessel itself came into view, potato-shaped and maned with the tendrils of escaping atmosphere, orbited by a large moon that had once housed a garrison of Imperial troopers. "Right on target, Chewie," Han said. "Now let me have the controls." Kessel looked like a wraith coasting along its orbit, too small to hold on to its own atmosphere. Huge generating factories constantly processed the raw rocks to release oxygen and carbon dioxide, making it possible for people to survive outside with simple breath masks instead of total environment suits. A good portion of the newly manufactured atmosphere escaped into space, wisping behind the small planet like the tail of a giant comet. Chewbacca barked a short nasal comment. Han nodded. "Yeah, it looks great from up here. Too bad it's so different when you get a closer look. I never liked the place." Kessel was a major planet for spice production and seat of heavy smuggling activities, as well as the site for one of the toughest prisons in the galaxy. The Empire had controlled spice production, except for what smugglers managed to steal from under Imperial noses. But with the fall of the Emperor, The smugglers and the prisoners in the Imperial Correction Facility took over the planet. Kessel had laid low during the depredations of Grand Admiral Thrawn and the recent resurrection of the Emperor, keeping quiet and trying hard not to be noticed, answering no one's request for help. A low growl rumbled in Chewie's throat. Han sighed and shook his head. "Look, I'm not happy about going back there either, buddy, but things are different now, and we're the best people to do it." With the Civil War ended and the New Republic once again firmly seated on Coruscant, leaving scattered groups of Imperial warships to fight each other, it was time to reopen negotiations. "Better to get them on our side than to let them sell out wherever they can," Han thought, "which is what they'll probably do anyway." As representative of the new unified smugglers, Luke's old nemesis, Mara Jade, had tried to contact Kessel and been flatly rebuffed. The Millennium Falcon approached Kessel, firing aft thrusters to help them catch up with the planet's motion, preparing for insertion into orbit. On the helm scanner screens, Han checked their approach. "Vectoring in," he said. Chewie made a quick comment and pointed at the screens. Han looked down to see blips already in orbit around the planet, emerging from the blanketing clouds of the atmosphere. "I see 'em. Looks like about a half dozen ships. Too far away to determine the types." Han brushed aside Chewie's uneasy growl. "Well, then we'll just tell them who we are. Don't worry. Why do you think Leia made such a fuss about getting us proper diplomatic ID signals and everything?" He switched on the New Republic beacon that automatically pinged out their identification in Basic and several other languages. To his surprise, the orbiting ships changed their vector in unison and increased speed to intercept the Falcon. "Hey!" Han shouted, then realized he had not switched on the audio pickup. Chewie roared. Han toggled the switch on. "This is Han Solo of the New Republic ship Millennium Falcon. We are on a diplomatic mission." His mind raced, wondering what words a real diplomat would use. Please state your intentions." The two closest ships raced in, first growing into distinct points of light, then taking on shapes. "Chewie, I think you'd better get our forward deflector shields up. I've got a bad feeling about this." He reached for the communication switch as Chewbacca brought up the shields, but then he looked through the front viewport. The two incoming ships roared toward him at unbelievable speed, spreading out on either side. The sight of their squared-off solar panels and central pilot compartments turned Han's blood to ice water. TIE fighters. "Chewie, get over here. I'm taking the laser cannon." Before the Wookiee could reply, Han hauled himself up the access tube into the gunwale. He grabbed onto the gunner's chair, trying to reorient himself in the new gravity field. The TIE fighters came in for a two-pronged attack, spreading above and below the Falcon and firing their lasers. As the ship lurched from the impact, Han managed to throw himself into the gunner's chair, grabbing for the harness buckle and strapping himself in. One of the attacking ships swooped overhead, and the Falcon's sensor panels howled with the sound of twin ion engines, from which the TIE fighter took its name. The enemy vessel fired again, but the beams streaked harmlessly through space. "Chewie, take evasive action. Don't just fly straight." The Wookiee shouted something from below, and Han yelled back, "I don't know. You're piloting. You figure it out." Obviously, Kessel had not rolled out the welcome mat for them. Had some vestige of the Empire taken over the planet? If so, Han needed to get that information back to Coruscant. Other ships were approaching now, and somehow Han didn't think they were coming to help. Up ahead, the two TIE fighters swooped up in a tight arc, executing a complete 180 and roaring back for a second attack on the Falcon. But this time Han had managed to strap himself in and power up the laser batteries. On his scope, the TIE fighter made a digitized target, growing larger. The enemy ship came closer and closer. Han tightened his grip around the firing levers, knowing the TIE pilot would be doing the same. He waited, feeling sweat build up on his neck. He realized he was holding his breath. One more second, one more second. The targeting cross showed dead center on the starboard wing of the fighter. The instant Han pressed the firing button, Chewbacca threw the Falcon into an evasive roll. The laser blasts went wide, spraying toward the distant stars. The TIE fighter's shot also missed, streaking in the opposite direction and coming perilously close to striking the second TIE fighter. The second fighter managed to readjust his aim quickly enough that his two shots scored the Falcon's shields. Han heard sparks spraying from the control panels. Chewie bellowed a preliminary damage report. Aft shields gone. forward shield still holding well. That meant they had to take the TIE fighters head-on. As the first fighter swung around for a third pass, Han swiveled his gun turret as far as it would go and stared at the targeting screen again. This time, he would forget about finesse and perfect accuracy. He just wanted to blast the sucker. His lasers were fully charged, and he could afford to waste a few shots as long as this wasn't going to be a prolonged battle. As soon as the targeting cross touched the image of the fighter, Han squeezed his firing buttons at full power, strafing his deadly laser across the path of the incoming ship. The Imperial fighter swooped in but could not change its course quickly enough, plowing through the shower of laser bolts. The ship erupted into a flame flower of exploding fuel tanks and expanding atmosphere. Han and Chewbacca shouted their triumph in unison. Even euphoric, Han didn't sit around patting himself on the back. "Let's go after the other one, Chewie." The second TIE fighter swerved outward in a long trajectory, then headed back toward Kessel. "Hurry, before those reinforcements can get here." He wondered if perhaps he and Chewbacca shouldn't turn and flee immediately, but part of him refused to let anybody take pot shots at the Millennium Falcon and just walk away from it. Chewbacca increased speed, closing the gap between the Falcon and the TIE fighter. "Just give me one good shot, Chewie. One good shot." He was in an unmarked, modified light freighter. Why would the TIE fighters come out shooting at them in the first place? Was it the New Republic ID beacon? What was going on at Kessel? Leia sat around thinking about details like that, analyzing the possibilities and coming up with scenarios. With her tremendous load of diplomatic duties, she was becoming more and more of a thinker each day, trying to solve things by committee and negotiation. But a political solution wouldn't work if an Imperial TIE fighter came in shooting at you. Another ship soared up from behind as they chased the TIE fighter toward Kessel. Han shot off a few bursts from his laser, but they all missed. Then he turned his attention to the ship tailing them. The Falcon had no operational shields back there. Chewbacca called out again from below. Then Han got his second surprise for the day. "I see it, I see it." An X-wing fighter approached from the rear, slowly gaining on the Falcon as they neared Kessel. Han took another pot shot at the TIE fighter. Even from this distance, the X-wing fighter seemed old and battered, as if it had been repaired many times. "Chewie, contact the X-wing and tell him we'd appreciate whatever help he can give us." Han pressed his back against the firing chair and focused his attention on his target. The fleeing TIE fighter soared into the wispy tail of atmosphere behind the planet. Han could see a bright pathway as the speed of the ship ionized the gas. Then the X-wing fired on the Falcon from behind.